My apologies. The net would like to recognize KK4JD. That's Mr. Joe N. Greer. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight. Okay, I'll make one more call. As long as I'm getting them, I'm allowed to keep writing them. So any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Hotel India, W4HI, Bruce, down in Seneca. Negative, negative.
We'd like to recognize W4HI, Mr. Bruce in Seneca. Appreciate you dropping by, sir. And we have net every night at 9 o'clock. Would appreciate it if you dropped by. Okay. All right. I'm going to close it on out. Are there any additional stations that would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE.
UE, recheck. UE, just wanted to remind you that a job well done is well done. So just keep that in mind. KK4JBQ.
I appreciate it. For some strange reason, I seem to be having problems with the net report page. So give me just a minute and let me see if I can figure out what's happening so I can submit my net report. 4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s to all on the net, and it's been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. This is KO4NUE, and I am clear.
You a lucky devil, KI4DOS.
That's not luck, but I'm not sure what it is, but I need what a recount. I need this, no recount. I'm the net controller. So I appreciate it. I really do.
I'm going to start calling you Brandon.
Here on this frequency, back in the 80s and 90s during the net, this net used to average 65 a night, and a lot of times there was 100 check-ins. I don't know if Jerry got into it early enough to remember that or not, but I well remember it. KI4LZI.
I remember that well. I can show you my log books where I had 80 and 90, but the most I ever had was 112. And boy, my pencil was smoking that night. But yeah, I remember those days. KI4DOS.
To Anna and to Chad both. Getting 60, 62, that's still under what used to be on here very, very frequently. Well, I know. Anywhere from 65 to 100. KI4LZI.
Hey, bud. KO4NUE.
Hey, 1CJW. I got a stupid question to ask. I go back to always back to the 50s. Actually, I've been a ham operator for 72 years. A question that I have to ask you, I've never heard anybody even mention it. And there's been a lot of changes in radios and all that stuff. And I use HF. I'm usually on 20 meters or 10 meters. That's my two favorite bands. And what I do on M2 bands, what I use is Vox. I have never heard anybody talk about Vox on VHF. The reason I'm mentioning it now, because I know there's quite a few people that are listening, and maybe they got some answers. But I've been in and out of ham. One part of my life, I went like 20 years without even a ham radio. And when I came back 20 years later, I was surprised at all the changes that had happened. I have never heard of a 2-meter or VHF-only radio that had Vox. I'm not even 100% sure that it can be done. I know the newer ones are. I know Diezu at 991A includes 2 meters, and I don't know if it would be possible to use Fox on 2 meters. And my question is, does anybody know anything about this? Why is it that it's not on all VHF radios that I know of? T1CJW, go ahead, Chad.
Answer for you, but just want to see if anybody else would like to take a shot at it first. Over.
W4DJW, on the TS-2000, which has been out for quite a few years, over 20 years now, this third button down on the left is a Vox button, and it works on VHF, HF, UHF. It works on all modes. So it's been there, Roland. It's just people don't tend to use it, I guess, because a lot of the HF guys that use Vox, they transmit sometimes when they shouldn't be. They forget it's on, and that might be a reason people don't use it so much on VHF, W4DJW.
I never saw or even seen on the market a radio that contains Vox, and I would think it would be something that it would be pretty popular. I still use it on 20 meters and 10 meters, and I love it. And of course, I'm getting up in the years. Maybe I'm getting lazy. That's probably up K1CJW.
Well, I heard people sneeze and the dog bark, and they're not in the room anymore because they forget to turn it off, and it makes noise. And on VHF, you're local. People know who you are. On HF, you're talking to the world. Most of the people, I mean, except for the exception of some bands who have regular people who work on regular frequencies all the time, which is rare when you talk about how big HF is, then HF, I guess it's okay, but on VHF, they're going to know who that is, and it could get embarrassing. W4DJW, back to net, or back to the right you.
For NUE, let me make sure I got it. The 991A does have Vox for all bands, and I do use it in that particular radio. You have to use Vox on certain digital modes in order for the radio to. I guess from the way I interpret it is for the radio to hear. I have two particular digital modes that if it's not set on Vox, it will not transmit the digital that I'm using. So, and the other thing I'll say is with that is, Dave is right. There's a hard lesson in there with the Vox mode. So just be careful if you're interested in the 991. It works, and it works really well.
I'm waiting for F991. Nobody's got it. I talked to DX Engineering and a few others, and they're not on the market. The only thing I got to say is if I was ever to see a 2-meter rig with Vox on it, I'd be the first one to buy it. K1CJW. Go ahead, Chad.
KO4NUE. Well, Roland, if you're looking at the 991, it's there, and it works. It works too well, but it is there.
Going to be next week, next month, next year. It better be quick. I ain't got that too long to wait. But I will definitely try it as soon as I get it. I'm very curious to see how that would work. I love it on HF. I use it a lot, and it works very well with me. K1CJW.
QQ.
got one for you. I know everyone's talking about multiband radios, but I'm speaking on right now an HT, an Olenco DJ500, which has Vox. And you can, as far as I know, you can control it just as you would any Vox. Sensitivity, dwell time, things like that. And it works very well when I choose to use it, but ordinarily I just squeeze the button. But I thought you'd want to know that HTs have them also, KK4JPQ.
What was that model again, the name again?
So the model that I am speaking on is a DJ, that's Delta Juliet 500. But there are more modern models probably available. This one is about 8 years old. So the new ones, I'm sure, didn't drop Vox. It's quite important to some people. Anyway, interesting question. KK4JBQ.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Listen, fellas, I'm gonna say 73s. I'm tired. I need to go put buckets over the tomato plants too. Y'all carry on, I guess. But just Roland, let's want to say hello to you, sir, and Larry and Gary. Y'all have a wonderful day tomorrow. It's supposed to be pretty again. And Chris, if you're in there, I'll see you sometime tomorrow. It's KO4 NUE 73s. I'm going to secure my station.